When Amy Winehouse burst onto the UK music scene in 2003 with her debut album, Frank, she sparked a jazz and soul revival. That, coupled with her combustible and exuberant personality, marked her as one of the most exciting songwriters of her generation.
She's got the best talent of any young female singer.
In 2006, she released her second album, Back to Black. The album took cues from girl groups of the past and added contemplative lyrics about Winehouse's life. What do you think of when you hear the 80s? Big hair, shoulder pads? Some people think it was a decade we could have done without. But without the 80s, you wouldn't have your smartphone. You'd have no internet. Video games would still be stuck in arcades. Music would have never made it out of your home. And hip-hop would have never made it out of the Bronx. There's more to the 80s than you think. And when we dig a little deeper, there's even more to love. Come with us to the 10 dramatic years that defined our world. The 80s, the decade that made us. All across America, young girls are expressing their desire to live pure lives. This often means pledging to remain a virgin until their wedding day.
The Lord wants us to be pure, so I want to do what He says and I want to honor Him.
Many girls will gather at purity balls with their fathers to ask for their help and protection to achieve this goal. A close father-daughter relationship is seen as absolutely crucial for a daughter's choice of future husband. 1 in 6 American girls take a purity pledge, and girls as young as 5 are encouraged to attend the purity ball to absorb its message. We're here at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. Today, these 53 women competing for Miss America 2013 are going to reveal their secrets. We'll find out what they do for that dreaded bathing suit competition, how they get that even tan, and those perfect curls. Are you ready? The secret revealing begins.